Dangling, dangling, dangling. We're out west, so we're dangling. Unwrinkled ear. Toot, toot, toot. Well, third week. This is the final clarification, purging, extravaganza, reawakening of Nickelsdorf Confrontation 2005. This show, thank goodness we've finished with the recaps, going through set by set, trying to give our recreational memories a run for their moolah. Tonight, however, will simply be devoted to other musics made by the musicians at Nickelsdorf. Other albums. We don't have to limit ourselves to just the bands that played there. And in a kind of sneaky, underhanded way, this first thing we're listening to right now, Mimeo, the Movement in Music Electronic Orchestra, this is actually from their two-disc set on Grob, Electric Chair and Table. Curiously enough, the first time I was at Nickelsdorf in 1997, I saw this band. It was actually the first time they played. And I think they had such a good romp. They decided to expand the project, keep it going, etc. Anyway, the only person that is in the band on this recording that was actually at Nickelsdorf last year, or a couple weeks ago, was Core Fueler. And that guy on this album plays electronics, piano, and organ. And he's joined by Phil Durant, Christian Fenez, Thomas Lane, Kathy Matthews, Jerome Nettinger, Gert-Jan Prinz, Peter Rayberg, Keith Rowe, Marcus Schmickler, Raphael Torau, and Marcus Wettstein. Gimme, gimme, what you got? I'm pleased to say that this band could go all night, being so golden and mortal. And I could do the entire show with just music from this band, but there is more. Let's jump on over to a new band, the Schismatics. This is, they have a great two-disc set out. We can pump it back up for a little background. A little two-disc set out called Punt Period. And the first disc is stuff from 83 to 88. And the second disc is stuff from 93 to 97. And great intro if you don't know the band. And we're going to hear Bearded Sun and Local Sky, which features Wilbert DeHuda, on bass, Michael Veldner on cello, Mary Oliver on violin, who made it to Nickelsdorf, Han Burrs on vocals and percussion, also was there last year, Hester Boverwees on vocals, and Jody Gilbert on vocals. This was from February 1996, and I would like to say, since obviously it's already making it, it's already making an appearance this evening during the show, my wonderful co-worker, Angie Melcher, made some dinner last night for her family, and she had the generosity to bring in some for me today, so I just had it for dinner tonight. You know what it was? It was some Filipino pork adobo, and it was fantastic. I'm going to have to ask her tomorrow where she gets her cuts of meat. Schismatics.
For to do the twist again. Local Sky says, freeze, freeze, freeze. You're not supposed to dance with anything between your armpits and your knees, knees, knees. So twist your titties and shake your brains. So twist your titties and shake your brains. Local Sky says, freeze, freeze, freeze. You're not supposed to dance with anything between your armpits and your knees, knees, knees. So twist your toes and shake your brains. So twist your toes and shake your brains.
No doubt that's a treasure. Track from Night and Day. Playing them all. Svenok Johansson drums, Rudiger Carl tenor sax, Jay Oliver on bass, Alex Schlippenbach on piano. That hard sought after 6-CD set. Jazz Men in Suits. That was It's Only a Paper Moon. Before that, we had a trio out on Eminem, Trap Street, the name of the album, Alan Tomlinson on alto and tenor trombones, unfairly under-recorded Alan Tomlinson, Steve Beresford on electronics and objects, Roger Turner on drum set and percussion. I think I'm just going to have to leave it to use to figure out what musicians played at Nickelsdorf, etc., etc. We heard N1 from that 2002, August 12th, 2002 recording. The dates become important as they reach their anniversary nadir. Started that set off with the Schismatics, Bearded Sun and Local Sky. Thank you, Han. More of that surely to come. Background here. Got a little Seward Brandelmeyer duo, but we're actually going to jump into another Eminem record called Another Part of the Story. Three pianos, Howard Riley, John Tilbury, and Keith Tippett. Howard Riley's tracked in the center. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, considering you're on a computer. Tracked in the center, Tilbury's on the right, Keith Tippett's on the left, and we're broadcasting in mono. We're going to hear Equanimity. Tilbury also played some drumsticks. Riley played a couple drumsticks and a chain. Tippett used some wood blocks, a pan, pipe, pedal bowls, a music box, and a Russian ball. All in addition to a piano. Wait, oh my fucking god, this was also recorded on August 12th, 2002. Same fucking studios! Recorded by a different guy, though. I guess Eminem had a little party session over there at the Gateway Studios on August 12th, 2002. I swear to god, I didn't plan that.
Thank you.
equanimity.